15. So he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, grant me permission that I may read my salah at home. I don't need to come to the masjid. I don't need to come and perform my salah with jama'ah. Grant me that permission so I can read salah at home. Firstly, look at the sahaba. He has such an overwhelming concern for salah that even a blind person is coming to ask permission. Please may I read my salah at home. And in this day and time, you'll find even a healthy person reading salah at home. It doesn't mean much to us. He was so careful and so particular about salah that even a blind person is coming up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not an ordinary blind person. A blind person who doesn't have a guide. He's coming up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, please allow me to read my salah at home. فَرَخَّسَ لَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ granted him permission. فَلَمَّا وَلَّا دَعَاهُ As this blind person turned away, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم called him back. فَقَالَ لَهُ هَلْ تَسْمَعُ النِّدَى بِالصَّلَاةِ Do you hear the azan for salah? فَقَالَ نَعَمْ قَالَ نَعَمْ He said, yes, I do hear the azan. قَالَ فَأَجِبْ رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمْ Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم told him, then respond to the azan. In other words, come to the masjid for salah. So ulama explained that for a person like this, it is permissible to perform his salah at home. He's got a valid excuse. When a person has got a valid excuse, then he may perform his salah at home. For example, a person is not well, he's sick, or out of extreme fear, there might be thieves, there might be robberies, there might be hijackings. So a person has got some type of fear, he's got some type of sickness, he's got some valid excuse, then he may perform his salah at home. But here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to show the importance of performing salah in the masjid, that even this blind sahabi told him, you're hearing the azan, then you should be performing your salah in the masjid. Therefore, ulama explained that it is necessary, it is wajib, for a person to perform salah in the masjid who is staying in the radius of approximately 1.5 kilometers of the masjid. Because that's generally what voice, a loud muazzin's voice can travel, natural voice can travel around that radius, 1 kilometer to 1.5 kilometer. Therefore, he should be coming to the masjid. He shouldn't be performing his salah at home. Yes, if a person now is staying 2 kilometers, 3 kilometers, 4 kilometers, then he's got a valid excuse for not coming to the masjid. Although the better thing will be to take his car and come to the masjid. But if he doesn't come, then he's still excused. The people living around the masjid, what excuse do we have to miss our salah in the masjid? Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling this blind sahabi. Second explanation ulama give is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to bring him an azimat. One is azimat and one is rukhsat. Azimat is the higher level. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to bring him onto a higher level rather than to leave him on the level of allowance of rukhsat. He wanted to bring him on the higher level. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that you respond to the azan by coming to the masjid. When Abdullah Khila Amr ibn Qais al-Ma'ruf ibn Maktum al-Mu'adhin رضي الله عنه أنه قال يا رسول الله إن المدينة كثيرة الهوام والسباع هذا عبد الله بن أمي مكتوم رضي الله عنه was also a blind sahabi. He said, oh Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, Medina has a lot of insects, has not many dangerous creatures, has wild beasts. Medina Sharif has got a lot of dangerous creatures, has got wild beasts. It wasn't developed like how it is now. That time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's saying this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ تَسْمَعُ حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ حَيَّ عَلَى الْفَلَاةِ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, do you hear these words? حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ حَيَّ عَلَى الْفَلَاةِ فَحَيَّ حَلَّا If you're hearing these words, then you should be coming. So you should come to the masjid. You should proceed and come to the masjid. Because you are hearing these words, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala falah, that explanation that we just gave now, the person is staying in that radius of the masjid, then he should be coming to the masjid. One last hadith, and Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, walladhi nafsi biyadih. This hadith shows the importance and the dangers of deliberately missing salah with jama'ah in the masjid. As Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, qal, walladhi nafsi biyadih. Now, one, we have to understand that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was rahmatu bil alameen. He was of the mercy to the whole of mankind, to the animal kingdom, to the jinnat, to the insan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a mercy to every person. Everybody he was a mercy to. So he was rahmatul alameen and he's saying these words. He's saying, I take an oath in that person who my life is in his hands. لَقَدْ حَمَمْتُ أَنْ أَمُرَ بِحَطَبٍ فَيُحْتَطَبُ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I seriously considered in issuing an order for firewood to be collected. ثُمَّ أَمُرَ بِالصَّلَاةِ فَيُؤَذَّنَ لَهَا And then I seriously considered issuing an order for salah to, for the azan to be called out. And then be called out, and then I seriously considered issuing ثُمَّ أَمُرَ رَجُلًا فَيَأُمَّ النَّاسِ. And then I considered that a person should be ordered to lead the salah. So first I issued an order for firewood to be collected, and then issued a command that now azan be called out, and then I issued the order for somebody to perform the salah. ثُمَّ أُخَالِفُ إِلَىٰ رِجَالٍ فَأُحَرِّقُ عَلَيْهِمْ بُيُوتَهُمْ. Then I personally go to the houses of those people that didn't come for the salah, and I personally set alight those houses of those people that didn't come for salah. Imagine who is saying this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahmatulil alameen, issue a command that fire would be collected, and then a azan be given, a person be appointed as imam, and I go out to those houses of the people that didn't come for the salah that is taking place, and I burn those houses. And imagine how serious it is for a person to miss his salah with jama'ah. Therefore, from young, we should encourage the children, encourage the people at home. We should never ever miss the salah with jama'ah. Once it becomes a habit in a person's life, he'll find it very, very hard. Our pious people, of this zamana, and previous times also, you'll hear of incident that even if they're traveling somewhere, they'll take one sati with them. They won't travel alone, or they take a few people with them. Why? Because if salah time comes, how can I miss my salah with jama'ah? I don't want to miss the rewards of performing salah with jama'ah. Let me take some people with me. At least that also won't be missed. Even though there is relaxation when a person is on journey to perform salah with jama'ah, but even at that occasion also, they were so particular, and they are so particular, that we mustn't miss our salah with jama'ah. May Allah give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.